Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. So I guess, you know, this is, it's just a couple easy questions. And, you know, one of the things, you know, it's easy to learn from what other people have done or not done, right? And we talked about it early in the podcast. We said, well, what did your parents do that you wanted to do? Or say, hey, I wasn't so much into that and I want to make sure it wasn't part. But I'd love to know, in your relationship, what's been the biggest challenge that the two of you have had to face? And then what did you do to overcome it?
I think our biggest challenge is, and I think we've, but it didn't happen overnight. And it definitely took a lot of years of trial and error and working together on it. I think our biggest challenge came from, you know, trying to successfully blend a family. And that's not easy. And when you're not the biological father of daughters, you know, you kind of feel like I can have input, but, you know, do I step on toes? And I think Mark has been an incredible father, and they, again, my older daughters turn to him for so many things and they love him so much. But I think for me, and I think Mark would agree with this, I was felt so guilty about the divorce that I would try to, you know, overcompensate and maybe not be as stern as I am, like, or maybe not like with my younger daughters, because we're in it, like it's our daughters, you know, it's like, this is it, this is how it goes. And I would just try to see, cause it was difficult for my older daughters. And so I think I spent a lot of time in the rabbit hole with those guys, and it all resolved, but I know it had to have been hard for him because I was maybe a more lenient parent than I might have. And they're both great girls. I'm not saying that they're different, but I'm just saying that finding that balance was hard for me. In the end, if you look back at how this journey has come, and it's, you've got four sisters that are as thick as thieves. They love each other dearly. They FaceTime together constantly. They've always gotten along really well together. Our family is one big union, and we all understand each other and we love being around each other, you know, but the journey, it has been a constant work. It's been work to make it the way it is today. It's a constant management of children, relationships, emotions, you know, the balancing act. It was a lot of weight to carry for a lot of years, but because he was so strong, you know, one of these pillars, it worked. And it, like I said, it was not easy, but the outcome has been remarkable. And we've had a lot of great memories and a lot of great years together. And I do believe we have a tremendous blended family because of a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears along the way. It just, that was our biggest commitment, I think, in our entire marriage, is to make that work.
There are a lot of blended families out there. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners can really resonate with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, I think, you know, because other than that, I, you know, nothing is perfect, but this is as perfect that I could ever imagine in life. And so again, that wouldn't have been something I think that I would have been able to achieve without you in my life. I think that was the biggest challenge.
I would agree. And like you said, there's a lot of people with blended families. And I think what's hard is you have people under your roof that you're trying to influence, and then there's outside influences that are influencing your home. And so it's a little bit harder to get your arms around, especially with young kids. But as Gil has said, as kids get older, they start to become young adults, and they start to process things differently. And now more than ever, the kids look at us as stable, loving, all the things that you said, how do you look at your parents? Now the four of them look at us as, oh, wow, this is awesome that you guys are together and you love each other and you trust each other and all these things on the pillars. They start to process because they do grow up. Mm-hmm. It's just when they're under 18, it's difficult.
And it's hard for us when we're in the weeds to see it. We're like, are we doing this right? Like, is this working? Is this going to work? And then all of a sudden it's worked. You're like, oh my gosh, here we are, you know, here we are, this beautiful family. And it's being consistent. It's been beautiful along the way, but it's great to see it get better and better with every passing year versus what can happen with families, which is so sad, is to see, you know, people heading in opposite directions. And I think that's been a top priority for us to try to keep the nest. You know, people fly in and out of the nest. You know, we have the older daughters are 24 and almost 24 and 22. But the nest, you know, even this past weekend with the death of a family member and the older girls came into town, the nest was intact. The nest was great. It was great to be together inside the nest and sit around the table and talk and laugh and goof around and be silly and stay up and watch movies and jump under the blankets. It was just like it was when everybody was growing up, and it was fun. It was fun.
That's great.
Yeah. When you strive to be great role models, you can't help but have some of that really just sort of rub off onto them. And as they do get older and mature, they see it, they know it, they feel it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Mark, this question is for you first.
Okay.
I want to know, what do you need to get from Gail to feel the highest level of intimacy and closeness with her?
What do I need from Gail, the highest level of intimacy? I honestly think from myself and what I need is somebody to really be present with intimacy. And so, you know, we just kind of ran through like our lives and our kids and, you know, we're juggling everything. But at the end of the day, I think having her here, being with me all the time, always connects us to being intimate with each other. And everything that we do, for the most part, we're doing it together. And I think that really propels us on the intimacy side as well. It's just, again, it becomes natural and second nature because you're just connected, and intimacy is having that connection with somebody. And so the more that you're on the same page, not being intimate, the more I think you're going to be on the same page when you're intimate. So for Gail, it's because she's always there with me. It makes it really easy. I don't want to come off like I need, like, everybody needs things, but it just, I don't feel like I'm taking anything. It just feels natural and it's right. And this is us as a couple. So, I think of it very in maybe linear terms, maybe than she would. But it's just, when it's right, it's right. And when you're in a relationship like we are, things like intimacy just kind of flows and it's right.
I love that, because you're saying it's beautiful, Mark, because you're saying when we're connected and she's present and with me on all things, our intimacy flows natural and is beautiful. And sure. I love it. And so it's all that other work, you know. Intimacy is kind of the desk, you know, it's the process you go through brings you there. And if you didn't have all that process, you wouldn't be there. And so I appreciate it. You know, it's the journey that gets you there. And how about you, Gail? What do you need from Mark to feel that highest level of intimacy?
It's going to be a lot more linear than what, a lot more different than what I said.
It is going to be a little bit more different.
She's a little bit more
needy. I'm so needy. So I like constant, I like to be physically close to him all the time. You know, in the morning I'll be like, I'm leaving. And he'll be like, bye. And I'll be like, that's it, just a bye. And then he like gets up, comes, gives me a hug and a kiss. It's a constant, I like the constant physical connection. And
love language.
Yes, yes, it's definitely a love language. And I it's a constant thing of mine. Like, you know, like Mark will come and like sit up on the counter and I'll be cooking, and just out of nowhere, I'll have to feel compelled to like just run up and hug him and just probably over smother him with love. But that's just how I am. And I do that, you know, for us, it's an intimacy thing, but I am just a very huggy, lovey. So poor guy has to put up with a lot of that.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's a fun thing, you know, what we go through for people. I tell you, it's great. It's beautiful. I love it.
Well, so now I get to ask my favorite question. Gail, what's the one thing that Mark does for you that just lights you up? It just makes your heart smile.
To be honest with you, I like, this is going to sound so corny and I know you're not going to believe me, but I'm going to say it anyways. I get just so excited. Like, I get like a schoolgirl just when he shows up. Like, he came into the office for something and I saw him. Oh yeah, he came in to help me with a segment, and he never really comes to work a lot. There's not a reason for him to come. And I like, oh my God, I like saw him coming up the walkway and I get so excited. They're like, and the whole family were like on that Life 360 where bloop, 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 when they, you can see somebody coming in a close radius, your phone sounds, and I'm like, oh, he's coming. And so I just think I'm like a big baby, and that like just his presence is all I need. I just like so excited about just awesome. Him being here. That's true.
How about you, Mark? What's the one thing that Gail does that just lights you up? It puts the biggest smile on your face.
Well, I mean, as you could see, her personality is just off the chart. So for me, I have a different personality than Gail, but she has this glowing personality to her, and just, she's so true. And so whenever she's excited and she's having fun and she's exaggerating about a lot of things like she does, you know, to me it's exciting because I'm not built that way. So obviously I'm attracted to, you know, they say a little bit opposites attract. Well, there are some distinct opposites between her personality and my personality, but when she's lively and having fun, and which is a lot of time, and she's in a good mood, and it warms my heart because that's what I'm attracted to her. And so that's what I enjoy the most, definitely when I'm around her.
I love it. Well, I've heard firsthand, how you are so fun loving, Gail, and how warm it is in your home, and just, you know, you're funny as well. And so,
That means a lot. That
adds a lot to your relationship and to the household. So
I try. And I always know that's when I'm not in that, and when I'm not in that Gail mode, I know that's when my scales are off balance, because that's where I like to live, in that sweet spot. So I appreciate you saying that. I do love being in that place.
You guys are beautiful compliments to each other, and it's a testament to why you've been able to make it work with all kinds of, you know, everyone's got their own issues and their own challenges, and you know, it's how to face them. And you guys have the principles down, and you know, that commitment has really been a foundation for you, because it gives you the freedom, right, to do all these other things, because you're not wondering if the other person's going to not be there. And right. But they're going to weather it with you. So thank you for your honesty and the truth that you've shared and the pearls. Can't wait to share them with our listeners. And we look forward to connecting with you guys again soon. Appreciate
it. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
When we come to Tampa, we have to get together.
Yes.
We absolutely. Would love that. That would be for sure. Okay. All right. Have a great one, guys. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. All right.